News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Lots of you listening, I'm sure, will have been following closely the story of John Janssen, the Icelandic father of four, who was last seen in the Whitehall area of Dublin on Saturday the 9th of February. Over 50 members of the public have assisted the Gardaí and John's family in searching for him. Some of his family join me in studio, his mother Hannah and his sister Anna. You're both very welcome to studio. Thank you so much for coming in. Hannah, I might start with yourself. People, as I said, following this story can't fail but to have been impressed with how you're dealing with it and just how you're coping with this issue.
I have a strong faith. I have a lot of people helping, and that gives me hope and peace in my mind. I'm just here to take my son back, and I have to be strong. Of course, it's the difficult thing I've been through in my life. But all this help from the Irish people, from my children, my children-in-law, all the local people have helped me stand, you know, and have this... Faith,
yeah.
Yes. So I just have to be strong for my son. It's just that I'm... It's that keeps me going.
Anna, can I ask you then to tell us maybe a little bit about Hannah's son, your brother, about John?
About my brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my superhero. You know, he's the oldest one of the siblings, and he's just the one that keeps us together, you know. We call him if we have problems, and he's the one who always tells me that no problem is too big to solve it. So he's the caretaker, you know.
When did you first find out that something was wrong?
On the 3rd, on the Sunday, I was called around 4 o'clock, and I was having a heavy conversation with my friend, and I just zoned out, you know, when I heard that he was missing from the hotel. People were telling me, oh, he's just, you know, he's just out for having fun and he will come back. And I could feel that he wasn't. There was something really wrong, because he always lets his fiance or somebody know if he's going to be away for a while, you know.
And Hannah, while you've been here, obviously you're trying to increase the awareness of it and asking people to get in touch with Gardaí. What have you been doing yourselves? Have you been actively involved in looking for John as well, or is it just about raising awareness? Or, you know, what is it that you're doing?
I have been looking a little bit. I am bad in my feet. I had an accident, so I cannot walk very much. But I have been contacting people, talking to people, to see, and I've been trying to help with other things. My mind is, you know, thinking and trying to figure out what happened to him. And there are many, many things, you know, it has been going a lot through my mind, especially when I heard this, it came right away. There are many things that I know is not correct. He would never disappear on his own. He would never do anything to himself. He always let us know. So that's out of the question. I think something else has happened. I know he's here. I feel it. But where, I don't know. Coping like I'm a mother, this is the worst thing. So I have been up and down. But I try to, you know, be strong.
Yeah.
Stay strong. But I have been strong here, and I'm here for my children, because we need to stay together.
And Anna, have you the same faith?
Yes, I have, and it's been helping a lot. We, from the first day I came here, we have been searching our siblings, and we've been hanging up posters, we've been talking to people on the street, ask them to share this on Facebook, and I think everybody in Ireland now has seen his face, and that was our goal. And we have been pushing the police, you know, we call them regularly and just try to follow this after.
And if there's anyone listening to this who maybe thinks they know something, what's your message to them?
Please call the guardians and let them know if you think you saw him or if you heard something. Everything can help because we just need one clue, one lead that leads us to one CCTV camera, you know, we can find him.
I was also going to say I've been talking to a lot of media. I have no idea who, both in Ireland, both in radio and TV, and in Iceland. So I'm trying to describe how he is and how I feel, and so that is also help, and just to keep it going, open, mm-hmm. going on, because I'm not leaving here until I take him home.
Yeah, well, look, I think you're both showing incredible bravery, and I'm sure lots of our listeners will think the same thing in dealing with what must be an incredibly difficult situation. Hannah and Anna, John Janssen's mother and sister. And that number, just in case people do want to get in touch with the Gardaí, 1-800-666-111 is the Garda confidential line.